Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're continuing to make our way through John chapter 8. It's arguably the most intense battle Jesus had with the religious leaders of his time. Deep drama. And we're seeing the mercy of Jesus, the mercy of God, the love of God expressed in Jesus speaking the truth to religious leaders who are in deception. Their minds are darkened. They don't understand. They can't see who Jesus is. They're having a hard time believing it. That's because Jesus actually exposed them at different times and says, you don't want to believe it. That's why you don't believe it. You don't want to receive life from me. And Jesus is holding them accountable. It's important for us to see this dimension of Jesus' perception, Jesus' understanding, how Jesus looks at things. You might say, well, that's a really unrealistic expectation, and Jesus should be more patient and understanding. I mean, you can understand why the religious leaders wouldn't like and would have a hard time understanding what Jesus is saying. Because yesterday, we're going to finish the reading today from yesterday and move into today's reading today. Jesus said he's the I Am. That is, he is the I Am, the name of God. Jesus is claiming to be God. And it's totally recommend. And the religious leaders must be thinking, no, there's only one God. How could you be God? How could a man be God? And they're defending what they believe to be true. And Jesus expects them to be able to see the light that's coming through him, through not only the words he spoke, because others are coming to him, and because of the testimony that God the Father had given to him, is giving to him through signs and wonders, through the Father's voice being heard at his baptism. He's being testified to by John the Baptist and others, but they refuse to hear. Jesus is holding them accountable for their response or their non-response. That's what happens to us too. It's a very sobering thing that's worth taking into consideration, because there's a lot of presumption in the world. There's a lot of presumption even among baptized people in the church, like, I'll believe as much of this as I want to believe, and God will understand, and it's, you know, whatever. And it's kind of all on our terms, but we're not really taking Jesus at his word in the way he wants to. And that's a big problem. And it has consequences. So let's dig in today. Jesus is now identifying himself with Abraham and saying things. So Jesus, it says, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I touched on that yesterday. They answered him, we are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will be free? So Jesus is saying, you're not in freedom. You're in unfreedom. You're in a condition of slavery. They're saying, how can that possibly be? Children of Abraham are not in that condition. Jesus answered them, amen, amen, I say to you, anyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So Jesus said, you're in a condition of slavery to sin. Sin is resistance to God. You're in a fallen world. You're a fallen man. You're fallen men. And you're under the dominion of sin. You commit sins, and it communicates the fact that you commit the sins, reveals the fact that you're a slave to sin, and you're not a son. You're not in the family of God right now. Jesus wants to come to bring people from slaves to sons, to bring them into the family by giving them new life in the Spirit. So he said, if the Son sets you free, this is a beautiful line, if the Son frees you, then you will be truly free. And here it hits them hard. Who do you think you are? Is their response. We are free. And to the degree that we're not, we certainly don't need to come to you, some supposed rabbi, preacher. You don't have anything to give to us. We don't need anything from you. Jesus looks them right in the eye and says these very upsetting words. So if the Son frees you, you will be free indeed. Otherwise, Jesus is saying, you're not going to be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me. Because why are they trying to kill him? Jesus says, you're trying to kill me. Why? Because my word has no room among you. You refuse to receive the word from Jesus, which comes right from the Father, the Creator, and Jesus knows the condition of their heart and why they're resisting. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father. They answered and said to him, Our father is Abraham. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you'd be doing the works of Abraham. But now you're trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. You see, Jesus is expecting them to believe that he indeed is from God. That's a high bar, isn't it? They're being held accountable for that. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father, Jesus said. So they said to him, We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. So they're saying God is our father. Jesus is saying God is his father. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me. So Jesus is saying, I know for sure that you're wrong. You are not God's children. You are not in God's family. Because, how do I know this? Because you refuse to hear my words from the Father, and you don't really love the Father because you don't love the one whom he sent. Friends, there's a lot to reflect on here, to get a hold of what Jesus is actually saying, and the responsibility people have of resisting the Father's revelation of his beloved son. I'm going to go to today's reading. We'll pick it up. Jesus said to the Jews, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Again, who gives eternal life? Jesus does. Who keeps his word? Again, the Pharisees are like, whoa, wait a minute. We have Torah. We don't need your word. Jesus said, No, you do. I am the completion, the perfection of Torah. Torah points to me. And the new law, the new life comes from my word and my life. So dramatic here. It says, So the Jews said to him, Now we are sure that you're possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, Whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me. What's Jesus referring to? Well, the Father's backing Jesus' words through signs and wonders, through the conversion of people who are following him. The Father's opening their hearts. He's confirming the words of Jesus in the hearts of many of the people. He then goes on to say, Of whom you say he is our God, the very Father that's glorifying Jesus, Jesus saying, You say he's your God, but you don't know him. I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. Wow. Did you hear the words? How strong Jesus' words are? To those who Jesus is expecting that they should know better. And he's being very direct. Jesus doesn't glorify himself. The Father glorifies him. And he says, You call God your Father. But I'm here to tell you, you don't know him. I've come to reveal the Father, in other words, because Jesus talked about that a lot, right? To see me is to see the Father. Jesus said, I know him. You don't. He said, If I didn't say that I know him, then I would be just like you, a liar. Wow. Jesus is exposing the heart of the religious leaders. Again, a sin-sick condition of the human heart. This is a serious physician who knows the depth of the cancer that's there. And they might want to deny they have it, but they've got it. But I do know him, and I keep his word, Jesus said. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You're not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." Wow. Again, the name which God identified himself. Jesus is saying, from all time I am. He's revealing God as Father and Son and Holy Spirit is also what he'll reveal as time goes on here in this dialogue, in this encounter with religious leaders. So how did they respond? It said, so they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. They picked up stones, a blasphemer. He should die. They're getting what Jesus is claiming. Now, Jesus didn't back down, friends. He didn't back down. So, okay. All right, number one, I get why you guys are having trouble with this, and relax. It's not a problem, you know? Or he's not saying, well, maybe I've claimed too much here. And yeah, so I'm going to soften my message a little bit. This is what's going on in the world today in parts of the church. What Pope Benedict XVI described at one point as the emptying of the figure of Jesus, of his full significance, his actual identity, the Son of God, the eternal Son of God made man in Christ. Everything Jesus said here was true. It's not hyperbole. He didn't tell a lie. He spoke the truth. And where is, here's another interesting thing. He's not saying, hey, guys, gather around. I mean, the stuff I told you, this is my truth. But hey, I'm here to validate your truth. Tell me your truth, because I want you to live by your truth so you can be free, because that's what it's about, right? Everybody lives by their own truth, and that makes them free. That's the definition of freedom? No, it's just the opposite. Jesus is saying, you claim to be free, but you're actually a slave. You're a slave to sin and in darkness. And how does he know it? Because you reject Jesus, because you reject what Jesus said. And why does Jesus know that? Rejecting that means you're a slave? Because Jesus knows the Father, the creator of all things, the Father of us all. And he knows his will. And he knows how blind the human mind and heart is as a result. And so Jesus is so clear. If you die still claiming that you're living in your own truth and your own freedom, you die a slave to sin, and you die eternally separated from God. It is unbelievably dangerous, friends, today. Some of what's going on in the church, some leaders in the church. Yeah, the church needs to basically affirm people and their own self-definitions, and their own definitions of reality. Yeah, that's what love means. They could not be more wrong. Those are false teachers when they do that. They're teaching falsely. I don't care what their intentions are. At the end of the day, what they're doing is they're denying people the actual truth, probably out of inordinate self-love, out of fear, out of a desire to be liked, their own confusion and darkened mind, and maybe they're unconverted. It's critical. That's what Lent's about. Where are we in relationship to this truth and the hard words and the hard sayings of Jesus? Let's internalize it. Let's accept it and grow in it by his grace. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.